This is the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 293.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I trust that you are doing amazing today. Thanks for hopping on another Flip Empire show here. And one of the things that, first of all, let me just start by saying I'm feeling pretty good. I am feeling pretty amazing. You ever have those days where you wake up and you just feel a certain type of way? You feel like some energy, you feel some excitement, you're ready to just get after it, you're ready to just go make things happen. Well, the truth is I don't always feel that way. And what's kind of been brewing in my mind is, how do I bottle up this feeling? How do I bottle up this energy, this excitement, so that I can tap into it as a resource any given time? And, you know, part of it is motion creates emotion and getting the blood pumping and just moving and doing things, remembering why you're doing what you're doing, you know, connecting to things that give you energy and give you inspiration, whether it's somebody that you reach out to, that you have a conversation, or you watch a video, or you read your goals, or you connect with your family and you spend some time with them, whatever it is. Figure out, guys, what makes you tick. Figure out what makes you move, what gets you going. Whenever you feel a certain type of energy, whenever you feel a certain type of excitement or buzz or some electricity in your body, stop and pause for a second and ask yourself, why are you feeling that way, right? And then how do you bottle that up so that you can tap into that energy on a daily basis? It's really challenging. You know, this might sound a little crazy here, but you know, I don't always feel this way. I have ups and downs like anybody else. And that's just me being transparent with you. I mean, I got stuff I deal with too, but I choose to look at the positive and choose to look at the lessons learned when things are going south or when things are not going how I expected them to go, whether it's in my personal life or in my business. But man, let me tell you, I don't know. I think it's because of the new focus I have. And I don't want to say a new focus, but just the clarity I've gotten over this year, really the last couple of months, and the focus and the direction I'm going. And I think that is where the excitement comes from. And now it's my job to really figure out how to bottle this up so that I could just kind of tap into it, just like turning on a light switch. And you might be thinking to yourself, Alex, that's not possible. You know, you don't tap into your emotions. You don't tap into your energy like a light switch. You know, we're humans. I beg to differ. You know, I don't see it that way. And maybe this is something I have to work towards, but I wanted to share it with you because it's something I'm feeling this very moment. And I think we're all in this, we've all experienced this. I don't think there's anybody out there listening that can say, hey man, I can't relate to that. You know, we've all had days where we wake up and you're feeling sluggish, or you're not feeling that motivation, that energy, that the drive, whatever that might be like for you. And then, you know, the exact opposite. There's days we wake up that we're ready to pound the street. We're ready to like make things happen. And you have a choice, right? Which feeling, what feels better? What's more productive? What's going to get you to where you want to go? Which one empowers your goals, your dreams, your aspirations, your vision? And chances are it's the latter. It's feeling that energy. And we're not robots, guys. You know, we're humans. Things happen. We have family, relationships. We have people that depend on us, and embrace that. You know what I'm saying? Don't run from that. Don't let that strike fear in your heart, but embrace that as an opportunity to be the best version of yourself that you can be. Okay. So that's what I wanted to kind of share with you. You know, I see a lot of people posting, hey, this is my rant. You know, I don't like those. I'm not crazy. I'm not big on the rants. This is just some positivity and some energy I wanted to hopefully transfer from my microphone into your ears, because I'm genuinely feeling this way. I'm excited. I want to connect with you. I want to help. I want to impact. I want to continue to grow my business. And these are things I will do with the help of those around me, you know, because it's not, business is not a one man or a one woman sport. And there's only so much you can do on your own, right? There's don't underestimate what you can do on your own, but you can go so much further when you align with the right kinds of people. And when you have people in your ecosystem, in your inner circle that have bought into your vision and are there to get behind you, support you. And when you're not feeling well, when you're down, when you're going through stuff, you know, when the stuff hits the fan, right? What are you going to do? Who are you going to look to? How are you going to pick yourself up by the bootstraps and go out there and just turn things around? You know, because realize that you have a choice to kind of stay in that moment and let it fester, let it continue to kind of marinate, ruin your day, possibly your week or even your month. You know, we only have a limited amount of time here. You know, you only get one shot at this. That's my belief anyways, right? And then hopefully I know I'll be going to a better place whenever that time is. But you only got one life here on this earth. So make the most of it. And this message is as much for me, if not more for me, than it is for you, because I don't always feel this way. And maybe this is one of those podcasts that you kind of hopefully save as a favorite or keep the link to it, or maybe just even rewind this 3, 4, 5 minutes. Listen to it again. If you're not feeling good, let this act as a source of inspiration for you. Let this act as a tool to motivate you and to inspire you, and to just, if at all, if I'm failing in those areas, then just listen to my words, you know, absorb the content and let this kind of be what propels you moving forward, gets you out of your day, because realize that things are never as bad as they seem. And sometimes things are not even as good as they seem, right? Sometimes these are just all illusions, and it's the perspective. It's how you choose to see a situation and experience something that happens or doesn't happen. So just realize, guys, that these are things that, to quote one of my favorites, Tony Robbins, life happens for you, not to you. It's just a shift in perspective, guys. It's just how you choose to see something. Which, by the way, guys, heads up, my wife and I, we just booked Date with Destiny in West Palm Beach, December 5th through the 10th. So if you, I've been to Unleash the Power Within, I've been to, you know, UPW, all those different events. Love, love, love Tony Robbins, his energy, his content, his message, everything about him. And my wife and I are now going to get a chance to experience Date with Destiny, which I've heard for years is just a life-changing experience. Matter of fact, he's got a documentary on Netflix that was released a couple of years ago, I want to say at this point, maybe a year and a half or so, 2 years ago, maybe longer. Watch it. It's about an hour long, and it's really impactful, really inspiring. So I'm excited. So if you guys are going to be out there or you have plans to, I'd love to connect with you. It's a long 6 days or so. I heard it's from morning to night. And so I'm really, really looking forward to that. But guys, that's the message I have for you today. My only hope is that this is one of those things that connects with you on some level. But I'm confident that I know we've all woken up feeling the way that I'm feeling right now. And when you juxtapose that to the exact opposite is, we've all woken up not feeling so good. Right. And so in those moments, particularly, what is it that you're going to do to snap yourself out of that feeling? You know, just understand that everything starts with your mind, and tap into the tools and the resources that you have around you that give you that energy, give you that inspiration, that motivation, whatever it is you need to get your mojo back. Identify that. That's really the action item off of this episode, guys, is figure out. Take inventory, pause when you're feeling good and ask yourself, what's going on? Was it because I just closed a big deal? Or was it because I met someone and I had a conversation with someone I've been doing, or I accomplished this, or I had a great time with my family? What is it? What puts a smile on your face? What gives you that energy? What's inspiring to you? Is it a walk out in nature? Is it going to the beach? Is it, you know, camping or kayaking or rock climbing or sports or you know, just relaxing with your family, watching a movie? I don't know what it is for you, but that's what you need to figure out. And then figure out hacks to tap into that when you're not feeling so good, Okay. So that's the action item. That's the takeaway on this episode. Really, really appreciate you guys. Thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in. I would really genuinely appreciate an honest rating and review in iTunes. If you guys go to flipempire.com/iTunes, it's a pretty simple process. In less than 60 seconds, you can knock out a rating and review. I think we're somewhere around 130 five-star rating and reviews. My goal is to get to 200 by my birthday, which is July 2nd. So depending on when you're listening to this, if you're listening to this past my birthday, because I know there's a lot of podcast binge listeners out there. I'm one of them. So ask me how I know. Realize that God willing, I have another birthday coming up. So if we've already hit that 200 number, just add another zero, and that's the goal. So just an honest rating and review, guys. I'm not here to ask for a five-star. If you think I deserve it, I'd love it. And if I don't, I'd still love a rating and review. So thank you. It helps me reach more people, helps me fulfill my purpose and grow this platform, called the Flip Empire Show. So appreciate you guys. If there's anything I can do for you, please let me know. And let's rock it out. Let's make it happen. Have a great one, guys. You got this.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.